This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So one of the things that makes Ibrahim alayhi salam so special is the fact that when Allah told him to do something, he did it. He didn't ask questions. There was no hesitation. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. When his Lord says to him, submit, he says, I submit to the Lord of the worlds. And in the case of Ibrahim alayhi salam, it's not just that he's submitting in regards to religious commands and things of that sort, but he's submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he is being detached from some of the things that every human being seeks in life. And when you're reading his story, even in the Quran, in his journey, it's like every time he gets to a certain place where it seems like things are settling down, there's another twist. And all of that, as the scholars say about Ibrahim alayhi salam, is so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would clear his heart to be only for him. That the heart of this Prophet of Allah, this Siddiq, this truthful person, would be only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everything else is cast into that perspective.
One of the first stories that we know about Ibrahim alayhi salam is how he stood up for the truth, how he spoke the truth, and he wasn't worried about anybody when it comes to the story about the idols, when it came to like standing up to his father. He was not worried about the consequences. You know, he spoke the truth. So, you know, subhanAllah, so in order to become the friend of Allah, you know, he did start his journey by something very simple, by standing up for what's right, by standing up for what's the truth.
In every single moment that he's in, no matter like how painful it is for him or how imminent it looks or what it might really seem to be the end, he's still so conscious that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who I'm seeking help from, and that's it. And that's just so powerful to me.
You know, the obstacle is the way. The obstacle to something is to lean in and push through that and to learn and to embrace that so others can see how to maneuver and push through an obstacle with the faith of Allah and the guidance of Allah to get you where you need to be.
Sometimes you'll be like, you know, I'm doing all of this, you know, I'm trying to be a good Muslim, but still bad things happen to you. And I mean, this was the friend of Allah, and he went through all of this. That should all give us hope that, you know, just because you're going through something doesn't mean, you know, something's wrong with you. It's basically just a process of inshallah purification.
Just seeing that love that he has just constantly from that young age to like his very old age when, you know, there's other tests that he's put through. I think it's really, really motivating and, you know, really inspirational.
I think the key that you mentioned is willingly. And that's also part of the Islam. That submission is not a submission that comes begrudgingly. It's with trust and with love. And there is no hesitation. Even the verse, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ, when his Lord tells him submit, it's not فَقَالَ or وَقَالَ, it's قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, I submit, O Allah. I will put it forward.
If you're benefiting from this content, then please make sure to click subscribe and make sure that you turn on your notifications.